As you'll know, our very own Warwick Hadfield is a man of many talents. What you may not know is that they extend beyond the sports coverage and occasional poem we normally hear from him. He's joined forces with stalwart Australian musician Sam C, a founding member of the band Sherbet, and the pair are hoping to see their own musical collaboration light up the well-loved Surf Coast songwriting competition in the Victorian town of Torquay. I'm joined now by both of them, Sam C and Warwick Hadfield. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Warwick, I'm going to start with you.
Yep.
When did you start writing music?
Oh, a long, long time ago, but I really only got serious about it in the last 10 or so years, I guess, because the band that write under is called Dancing with Socrates, and the great French...
very philosophical of you, Warwick.
The great French philosopher noted of Socrates that late in his life he wondered if he'd missed out on something by not taking up dancing and music, and if Socrates then did it, that was before the fatal last drink, and he said that he found it was a time well spent. And I got to say, in my dotage, songwriting has turned out, thanks to the great Sam C, to be something worthwhile too.
Sam, how did you come to meet Warwick then, and how does this relationship work?
Well, we were sort of introduced over the internet by a mutual friend, Joan Clifton, and it turned out Warwick called me and said, I have a bunch of songs I'd like you to produce. And I live in the hills outside Melbourne, he journeyed from Geelong. We had a lovely day and he played me the songs. And he rather shocked me by asking me to sing them because... it's not what I normally do. I would get a session singer in if I'm producing something for someone else. And that was a somewhat traumatic event, but we got through it. And I very much enjoyed working with Warwick. It's great fun. And also, you know, we share a love of sport as well.
And Sam, what comes first then? Is it Warwick's lyrics or is it the music?
Oh, dear. I get it as a complete package, but I'm allowed to mess with the songs and put them into a shape I think is probably more readily understood by the listener. You know, that's my role in the thing, I think.
And Warwick, what is it that you're trying to express when you're writing a song?
Well, it all depends. I mean, the song that's made the final of the Surf Coast songwriting competition is called Comes Around, and it's a bit of philosophy as well, that as you get to a certain age, you realise you shouldn't get feel so traumatic about events, because if you just sit and wait, things will get better, you know, if it comes around. There's a song I wrote for my auntie Nancy, and some of the songs are... there's another one we've just done recently, which is about, it's called The Gaffer Girl, and it's about all those people who the friends that you have who are just always there for you in times of trouble, and the Gaffer Girl holds everything together, because as you know from being a broadcaster and we've ever done an outside broadcast,
we love gaffer tape
holds everything together.
It does.
I just translated that into from a piece of black sticky stuff into a living, breathing human being who holds everything together.
All right. Well, now we are going to hear Comes Around just very, very briefly, Sam, because the clock is against us here. The song's going to be performed at the Surf Coast Songwriting Competition next week. Can you tell us about this event and just how important it is for the music industry right now?
I wish you'd ask Warwick that, but I think the music industry is in a terrible state. Every industry is in trouble, of course, but at the ground level, I think the music business is in a parlous state, because all the small clubs that feed and grow artists are closing and probably won't be able to open again. So will it come around? We hope so.
Well, let's hope so, and let's stay optimistic on that one. Thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck with the competition.
Thank
and
you.
Let's hear it. Comes Around.